What is up? Greetings, America and beyond, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your vitality and to your well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body and of your health. You are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That's why we're here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 26 years of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and hypertension and obesity, skin diseases like acne and psoriasis and rosacea and eczema, fibromyalgia, migraine headaches, digestive ailments of all kinds, autoimmune issues, recoveries that by the standards of the modern medical model can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing system, it's a regenerating system, it is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment, day-by-day basis, and while it may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really just the way the body works, business as usual for the human body. If you have questions about health, nutrition, or prescription drugs, we welcome your phone calls on The Bright Side at 866-582-9933. Actually, today we have a special guest in the second half of the program, so we may not get to phone calls. If you want to learn more about the Ingevity products, you can go to my website, brightsideben.com. We have a shopping cart up there with all the Ingevity products that you hear us talk about on the program. You can also click on the left-hand side of the page at brightsideben.com, the Join Now link, and you can start yourself a Ingevity business, make some money selling Ingevity products, or get your products at the wholesale price, or just join the Brightside Ben team and help me in my mission to educate the world about the importance and the power of a good nutritional supplement program. You can also call Phyllis and Andy or anybody on the Bright Side Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. All right, welcome to the Bright Side, folks. I want to begin by acknowledging everybody, Bright Side listeners, new listeners, regular listeners. I want to commend you for being interested in your health, really interested in your health, not buying the mainstream baloney that deifies doctors in the medical model, and really being interested in figuring out how your body works, how your biochemistry works, the mechanisms of the body for yourself. And I want to acknowledge and commend you for that. Today we're going to cover a subject that's near the top of the list when it comes to globalism and corporatocracy and the seemingly endless, intentional, concentrated efforts that the powers that be have employed to keep humanity dumb, weak, sick, and enslaved, and that is the issue of GMOs or genetically modified organisms. At least once or twice a week, I get a letter from someone who's concerned about GMOs in foods and even in supplements. And because of how important this subject is and how fraught with misunderstandings this subject is, I want to spend today talking about GMOs. Later in the hour, we're going to be talking to Stacey Malkin about GMO labeling. Californians are going to the voting booth tomorrow. They're going to be voting on a bill that would force manufacturers to declare on their labels that they're using GMOs in their products. And while it may seem like a no-brainer, I mean, who could argue with just a bill that would have manufacturers declare what they have in their food? It seems like a no-brainer, but apparently Monsanto and other big-time food and chemical companies are spending a lot of money trying to convince people that they don't really need to know what's in their food. This is going to be in the second half of our program. We'll be talking to Stacey Malkin, but before we get there, I think with all the controversy swirling around this GMO issue, it might be a good idea to really sink our teeth into what exactly are GMOs and what are some of the things about genetically modified organisms that can be problematic, that can affect our health. First of all, in order to really get a grip on GMOs, we have to understand a little bit about genetics. Now, I know the subject of genetics can make the eyes of even the most scientifically minded of us glaze over, but that doesn't scare us here on the Bright Side, because our mission is to simplify every aspect of this amazing, remarkable human body system and all of biology, really, and make it easy to comprehend so that we can make good choices when it comes to supplementation, when it comes to nutrition, when it comes to the kind of foods we eat, and when it comes to the decisions we make and how we are going to live our lives from a health perspective. So for the next minute or two, I want to take the subject matter we call genetics and make it somewhat easy to understand. So, everything in our body arises from the activities of cells, and all the activities of cells, of everything a cell does, nothing is more important, nothing is more significant, nothing has more health implications than the job a cell does making proteins. Cells are making proteins nonstop. This is the raison d'etre. This is the reason for existence of a cell, is to make proteins. And proteins, as we've said many times on this program, are little pieces, little biochemicals, you just call them things, little things in the body that do all of the work. All of the work in your body, from thinking thoughts, moving muscles, digesting food, pumping blood, wiggling your fingers or your toes, every single thing in your body involves protein. If it's happening in the body, it's happening because of proteins. Proteins are also the chemicals that give us our physical characteristics, blue eyes, long fingers, dark skin. And proteins are made by cells. Cells make proteins. This is their most important thing they do. This is their reason for existing. Nothing is more important. Nothing is more important in terms of what a cell does. Nothing is more important in terms of what happens in your body than this job of making proteins. Cells make proteins, and there's over 100,000, maybe even 200,000 different proteins that they're making. Now, here is the most important piece of information that you need to know about genetics. Every single aspect of health and disease depends on making proteins, and genetics is nothing more than the science of how proteins get made. Okay? Every single aspect of health is going to depend on making proteins, and genetics is simply the science of how proteins get made from genes, hence the term genetics. The second important thing to know is that inside each cell you have this long microscopic string, a chemical string that's maybe 10 feet long. And we're talking 10 feet long in a space that's maybe 1/100th the size of the head of a pin. So if you take your mind's eye and divide a head of a pin by 100 times, that's how big a cell is. And within that cell, you've got a long string of chemicals wound tightly. Actually, it's wound tightly within the center of a cell, which is an area maybe 10% of that cell. So take a pin, the head of a pin in your mind's eye, divide it up by 1,000 times, and in that space you've got a long string of chemicals. This long string of chemicals is divided into 25 to 30,000 different parts. All right, so you've got this long string of chemicals in the center of a cell, 10 feet might not seem very big, but what's really amazing, this 10-foot long string is packed into a space that's 1,000 times smaller than the head of a pin, and this 10-foot long string is divided up into 25 or 30,000 different pieces. This long string of chemicals is called DNA, and the 30,000 or so different pieces are called genes. That's what genes are, and that's what DNA is. It's just a long string of chemicals divided up into little parts. Now, we don't need to get into too much chemistry here, but for simplicity's sake, we'll just say that each one of these 25 or 30,000 different genes makes a protein. The main point to understand here, every gene, every one of these little segments on this long string of chemicals is responsible for making protein. In other words, proteins, the most important chemicals in the body, the chemicals that determine everything in our body, everything our body does, everything our body is, from our eye color to the length of our bones to the way we digest our food to fighting cancer and viruses or anything else any animal or any human does or any bacteria does or any fungus does or any living thing does, any plant does, any tree does, any vegetation does, comes from the specific patterns of the chemicals that compose these long strings, these little tiny segments that we call genes. All right, we'll continue this discussion when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. We're going to take a time out and come back and we'll continue talking about genetics and genetically modified organisms. Don't go away.
Farmers keep their livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. poor market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Avoid 900 different diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients. Check out sonsoflibertyteam.com, order your Healthy Start Pack, and get your 90 for life, or call 855-301-TEAM. Essential, not optional. 90 for life at sonsoflibertyteam.com or 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty Stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready, some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug-out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
All right, welcome back to The Bright Side. Pharmacist Ben here. Thank you so much for joining us, friends. We are here Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24-7 on our archive page at brightsideben.com if you miss a program, or if you want to review a program. If you didn't get all the information on a program, you can get everything at brightsideben.com on the archive page. You'll also find a shopping cart with all the longevity products and a Join Now link that you can click on. If you want to start a longevity business or get your products at the wholesale price, click on the Join Now link at the upper left-hand corner of the page, or you can call the Brightside Bend phone team at 866-735-2470. Later in the hour, we'll be talking to Stacey Malkin, the media director for California Right to Know, a grassroots organization that's set up to support Proposition 37 in California. Stacey will tell us all about that. But before we get to that, I want to continue talking about a little bit about genetics. GMO is a very complicated subject, this whole idea of genetics, but we're going to seek to simplify the idea because GMOs are an important health issue. And we all do have the right to know, in my opinion, we all do have the right to know about what's in our food, but we got to understand a little bit about what exactly is wrong with genetically modified organisms. In order to do that, we got to understand a little bit about genetics, a real little bit about genetics. Genetics involves these little segments on the long string of chemicals, huge compared to a cell, this long, long string called DNA. And each one of these, this long string is divided, this 10-foot-long string is divided into 25 or 30,000 different pieces. These little pieces are called genes. Each gene is responsible for the production of a protein. So, for example, if you have blue eyes, blue color proteins are making your eyes blue. These blue color proteins are coming from genes that make proteins that make your eyes blue. If you have long bones, these long bone proteins that give you long fingers or long toes or long arms or long legs, these long bone proteins are produced from genes that make long bone proteins. If you have dark skin, you got dark skin proteins. These are coming from genes that make dark skin proteins. If you're a strawberry plant and you have genes that make proteins, if you're a strawberry plant, you're going to have genes that make proteins that make you taste and smell and look like a strawberry. If you're a tomato plant, you're going to have genes that are going to produce proteins that make you look and smell and taste like a tomato. And the same goes for corn or soy or an octopus or a mushroom or a tree or anything else that's alive. Genes make proteins. These proteins give living things their characteristics. Now, when genetic science really began in earnest in the 1960s, we used to think that for every one of the 100,000 or 200,000 different proteins in the body, there was a corresponding gene. One gene, one protein. And pharmaceutical companies and chemical companies got really excited because they figured as soon as we can figure out what gene is associated with which protein and where on this long string inside every cell you were going to where on this long string these genes were that corresponded to specific proteins, we could figure out how to stick genes in and take genes out and make different kinds of proteins and make different kinds of organisms. We could make organisms with blue eyes or brown eyes or long fingers or dark skin, or we could create all kinds of different plants. In the world of tomatoes, we could make a tomato that tasted like a strawberry, or a strawberry that looked like a tomato, or corn that had a characteristic of an apple, or soy that had the characteristics of peas. This was an incredible idea to drug companies and to food processing companies, the idea that we could pull genes out and put genes in and create different kinds of living organisms. So in the 1990s, drug companies and big chemical companies like Monsanto and DSM poured billions of dollars into trying to figure out exactly which genes and which proteins were corresponding with each other and where those genes were on this long string. They called it the Human Genome Project. And what they were trying to determine was where on this long string of chemicals the genes for blue eyes were, or the genes for long fingers were, or the genes for dark skin were. The idea being that once we found where these genes were on the long string called DNA, where each gene was for each different protein, we'd be able to mix and match and manipulate and create whatever kind of characteristics we wanted to create. However, by 2003, the Human Genome Project had essentially been mapped out. The human genome had essentially been mapped out, and all the genes had been identified, and scientists were completely shocked and completely dismayed to find out that while we had 200,000 different proteins in our body for blue eyes and long fingers and dark skin and all the other qualities of a body, there were only 30,000 genes. In other words, we thought that there would be one gene for every protein, but it turns out that there's only 30,000 genes and there's somewhere near 200,000 different proteins in the body. And even more shocking, human beings with all our complexity and biological sophistication have only twice the genes of a fruit fly. There are weeds that have as many genes as are nearly as many genes as are in the Human Genome Project. So clearly, It was not as simple as one gene, one protein. In fact, as it turns out, the relationship between genes and proteins is extremely complex, and one gene can have impacts that change the shape and structure and performance and production of tens or hundreds or even thousands of different proteins. And this is the big problem with genetic modification. When you start manipulating and pulling genes out of one species and sticking them into another, you have now potentially not just changed the one protein that's associated with the gene, but you have changed potentially tens or hundreds or thousands of different proteins. No one knows. And remember, everything that makes a living being what it is proteins. So when you start yanking out genes and sticking other genes in, you have completely changed the potential, you have potentially completely changed the characteristics of this plant. And what's scarier, you may not even know. Proteins determine everything an animal or a plant is and does. Some plants make toxic poisons. So if you stick a gene in, you may accelerate the production of these toxic poisons. A gene that makes a protein that makes a soy plant taste bitter may be something that you want to think you may want to take out, but if you take it out, you may end up creating proteins that cause infertility. Or you may create proteins that cause cancer. If you say, well, I'm going to insert a gene from this orange tree that makes a protein that lowers the freezing point of the fruit, you may end up creating proteins that create an autoimmune disease. And just as dangerous and just as insidious are companies that insert genes into plants that produce proteins that are going to make the plant resistant to pesticides. Monsanto manufactures a pesticide called Roundup Ready. So they thought it would be brilliant, or it makes a pesticide called Roundup. So they thought it would be brilliant to get a gene that would make a plant more resistant to Roundup. So now farmers can spray way more Roundup pesticide on their soy and their corn and their cotton and their canola, way more pesticide than a non-genetically modified plant could ever tolerate. They call these seeds Roundup Ready. These Roundup Ready seeds allow a soy plant or a corn plant or whatever kind of plant the seed is going to make to resist pesticides. As if we weren't getting enough pesticides, now farmers can spray triple the amount of pesticides on their plant without killing the plant thanks to this genetic modification. And of course that means that you and I and our families are going to be exposed to triple the amount of Roundup. But not to worry, according to Monsanto, Roundup is completely safe. Don't worry about it. Alright, we'll continue this discussion with Stacy Malkin when we come back from our break. Stacy is the media director for California Right to Know, and she's going to tell you why you need to vote if you're in California on yes on Prop 37, and why you need to know about it if you're not in California. We'll be back right after this on The Bright Side. Don't go away.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for Patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart Patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest corn belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locked locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, welcome back to the Bright Side. Thank you so much, friends, for being here. We are going to continue talking a little bit about GMOs. Now we know a little bit about GMOs, a little bit about genetic modification and the problems associated with these kinds of foods. And now I'm honored to welcome to our show our next guest. Our guest, she's a consumer advocate and an author, and most recently she's involved with the group California Right to Know as the media director. California Right to Know is a grassroots organization that's been set up to support the California initiative known as Prop 37 that would have food manufacturers put labels on their products informing consumers of any GMOs that were used in the production of those goods. So with that, please welcome to the Bright Side, the media director for California Right to Know, Stacy Malkin. Greetings, Stacy. Welcome to the Bright Side. How are you doing this morning?
Hi, great. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being on. First of all, let me personally say I'm a big supporter of what you guys are doing. I think this is a significant issue, and I think it's something that we all need to be paying close attention to. But I want to play a little devil's advocate here and give you an opportunity to fully explain your take and the California Right to Know take on the bill that is known as Proposition Prop 37. So cutting to the chase, Why does California Right to Know feel like this Prop 37 is such a big issue? And what do you want California consumers to know about the dangers and the possible impact of this proposition not passing?
Well, thank you for giving us this opportunity. Prop 37 is very simple. It's about our right to know what's in the food that we're eating and feeding our families. And this is deeply personal to people. It really matters. And, you know, that's why we've seen such a huge grassroots movement. A million moms, dads, and consumers got this on the ballot, and we have about 10,000 volunteers out on the streets saying, educating voters about Prop 37 and saying this is just a simple labeling law, and it gives us the right to know and choose for ourselves about the foods that we want to eat and whether we want to eat foods that come from nature or were made in a lab by companies like Monsanto and Dow. And genetic engineering has been hidden from American consumers for a long time. You know, 61 other countries already have labeling for GMOs, and people have various concerns about GMOs, questions about health risks, links to allergies, you know, huge increases in pesticide use. Many reasons why people are concerned, but Prop 37 is just about a label, just about giving people a right to know so that we can make the choices for ourselves.
So why do you think it seems such like a common sense? Information is a good thing. Like you say, most people support it. I saw statistics that say 90% plus of people are in favor of this kind of labeling. Why would there need to be a grassroots campaign given the kind of strong support that most people have for labeling and for more information?
Well, that's a great question. You know, there's been a huge demand for labeling for many years. As you said, 90% of people. I mean, that's stunning. That includes Republicans, Democrats, everyone, say genetically engineered foods have been labeled, but we haven't been able to get it done because of the massive lobby of Monsanto and the pesticide companies and the influence that they have at the federal level. And also many states have tried to pass bills and haven't been able to get it done. So in California, we're taking it right to the voters and, you know, saying we're the ones who should make the decision because we're the ones buying and eating the food. So a grassroots movement really grew up around that idea, around that injustice of most consumers wanting information about something that most other countries already have and not being able to get it. And now what we're seeing in California through this ballot initiative is how hard the pesticide companies are willing to fight back. And they're spending $45 million here in California to confuse everybody about Prop 37, confusing the details, all sorts of dirty tricks, you know, fake front group mailers. I mean, just the dirty tricks go on and on.
Well, you guys recently accused these guys, your opponents, of fraud. There's some kind of FDA issue. Can you explain some of that?
Yeah, sure. So the complaint, we filed a complaint with the Department of Justice involving a campaign ad from our opponents that features the FDA logo and a direct quote from FDA making it look like the agency opposes Prop 37, which it does not. And this was mailed to voters. And it's illegal to use the seal and logo of a government agency for political purposes. And with a direct quote, they never said. I mean, it's really brazen. And you know that complaint is being followed up on. It's been referred to FDA. And it's just one, as I said, of many, many dirty tricks. I mean, we've documented that they've misrepresented leading science and academic and professional organizations. Stanford University made them take down their first ad because they had misrepresented the university, and then they continued to do it. I mean, it's just a real, very aggressive, very cynical, deceptive campaign to try to confuse voters. And all of their ads, and most people have seen their ads on TV, I'm sure, they never mention genetic engineering. They're trying to distract from the core of the issue, from what this is really about. And what it's about is providing consumers with information so we can make our own choices about what we eat.
Right. It has nothing to do with whether genetic modification is a good thing or a bad thing. It's simply informing consumers.
It's
not even a genetic modification issue. It's an information issue, no?
Exactly. Yeah, that's right. It's not a referendum, not a ban. And, you know, as I said, many people are concerned. Other people aren't. And we should just be able to make our own choices about whether we want to eat these foods.
What do they say? What are the no people saying? How are they justifying a no vote? What are they telling people?
They're telling people that grocery costs will go up, which is, you know, something that there's no evidence behind. Costs didn't go up in Europe, all the other countries that have GMO labeling, and they're not going to go up here. So, you know, those sorts of issues, they talk about, oh, some things are exempted. Well, the exemptions are very much common sense, and they follow the rest of the GMO labeling laws around the world. But it's easy to confuse people about those issues, and that's what they've done on TV ads. And they always, like many of the campaigns against initiatives, they'll say it was written wrong or, you know, questioning the people behind it, but it's all not true. I mean,
it's hard to argue against more information, no? I mean, how can you say we want less information?
You can't, and that's why we're seeing all these dirty tricks, because they know they can't win this argument on the merits of the facts. And so what do they do? They're lying, deceiving, tricking voters in every way they can.
Is there a Republican or Democratic position on this? Is there a presidential position on this? Does that have anything to do with presidential politics? Did Romney or Obama, have they taken stance on any of this stuff?
Obama has, before he was president, said he supports GMO labeling and would implement that. He has not acted on that as president. But the California Democratic Party is supporting us, Senator Barbara Boxer. And many Republicans and conservatives and faith and religious groups across the state, too, while not the official Republican Party because they had too much pressure. But all the big labor groups, health, faith, consumer groups are all behind Yes on 37 and saying, let's give consumers a choice.
Now, what happens if you guys lose? Are you going to continue?
Oh, this is not going away. This movement's not going away. We feel confident that we have an excellent chance to win. I mean, we are certainly fighting against a lot of confusion and misinformation to voters. But I think when people go to the ballot box, they're going to ultimately value their right to know what's in their food and say yes. Now, after the election, regardless of what happens, this movement continues. This is a national movement to get labeling across the country because that's what people want. And when consumers are demanding information, it's the responsibility of the producers to provide it, like they're already doing in 61 other countries.
Now, you guys have gone from, I think, it's 60%, 70% support. Now it's a dead heat. I want you to talk about what's going on what the prediction is for tomorrow when we come back from a break. Hang tight, Stacey, if that's okay, for one more segment. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. You're listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're talking to Stacey Malkin of Yes on 37, California Right to Know. We'll be back right after this.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
In more ways than one, it's going to be a November to remember. Going on now, and just in time for the holidays, Emergency Essentials offers a huge Mountain House sale only at BePrepared.com. All Mountain House cans are 20 to 32% off. For example, a can of Mountain House Chili Mac, regularly $25.49, is now only $17.24. Scrambled eggs with bacon, usually $31.89, now only $21.56. And save 26% on a 3-day emergency kit, or save $123 on a 1-month supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated foods. Gift shoppers, check out the Katadyn Vario water filter at 26% off, or get special pricing on the Gerber Suspension Multi-Tool and the Volcano Stove Collapsible Cooking Combo. For details, call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. But hurry, the November to Remember sale ends November 30th. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
Being an armed citizen means having a gun with you all the time. Carrying a firearm every day requires a holster that is both concealable and comfortable. Whether you choose our Super Tuck Deluxe or Mini Tuck, you'll have the confidence that comes from being discreetly and comfortably armed, prepared to face unforeseen dangers. Crossbreed holsters are handmade in the USA, come with a lifetime warranty, and a 2-week try-it-free guarantee. Order your holster today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House survival bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Thank you for joining us. We're talking to Stacey Malkin, the media director for California Right to Know, a grassroots organization that supports the California initiative Prop 37, which is set up to have food manufacturers put labels on their products informing consumers of GMOs that were used in the production of these goods. Before we went to break, Stacey, we were talking about how it seems like a no-brainer. I don't have any idea how anybody could possibly vote no against this thing, but yet you guys are in a statistical dead heat. Why do you think advertising is such a big deal if all we're talking about here is one simple sentence on a label? Why would somebody be confused? Why would somebody even think that it's a bad idea?
See what's happened here, and you know the story is that we were far ahead in the polls at about 67% all through the summer, all through the fall, very consistently, and our opponents were about 23%. Well, on October 1st, the ads started to hit. And when I say hit, I mean the state was carpet bombed with ads every hour on TV all day long, sometimes four times an hour on every station.
Wow.
So people were getting inundated suddenly with messages that were not talking about genetic engineering or right to know or labeling or information. They were attacking the details of the initiative and calling it confusing. And, you know, they were very effective. We saw after just 10 days of that, the polls had a dramatic shift. And so it is a commentary on the power of TV and the power of money in politics. And, of course, it didn't stop there. I mean, as I was saying earlier, just many, many dirty tricks have rolled out. For example, I just got a call from a woman who received a Democratic voter guide saying vote against Prop 37 and has pictures of Truman and President Kennedy and all these quotes from the Democratic Party. But it's not from the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party is supporting us. But when someone gets a mailer 3 days before the election looking like it's from the party and, you know, pro-Obama and all the good positions except no on 37, it does have an effect on votes.
Wow.
That's why these voter guides exist and people are making a lot of money on them. So there's a lot of tricky stuff going
on. That's sneaky stuff, man. Now, is California the only state that has come up with this kind of proposition?
There was one other attempt in Oregon 10 years ago that did not pass. So this is the second one. And other states, though, are talking about going forward. Washington State is already in the works. Many other states are discussing it. So, as I said, this is just the beginning, and it is a national movement. And I think this cannot be stopped. We will see labeling because people are demanding it. And this California initiative has really put the issue on the map. And people are talking about it now. People are more aware of genetically engineered foods than ever before in this country.
I get letters all the time about it. Now, I heard something about GMO fish. Did you hear about this in Alaska? There's something about modifying a fish, sticking genetics in fish?
It's true. It would be the first genetically engineered animal in the food system. It's a salmon that's engineered with an eel to grow twice as fast. And it is in the pipeline for approval, and it could be in our grocery stores, you know, anytime. And
that's
we
amazing.
Don't know unless it has a label. Alaska actually does have a labeling law for GMO fish, so that it would be labeled in Alaska. And the Alaskan Senator Lisa Murkowski, conservative Republican, has fought like crazy to try to stop this genetically engineered fish. You know, and there was a big fight in the Senate about this. She said it needs environmental impacts and economic impacts. How is it going to influence and impact the local fishing industry? And her amendment to get more studies actually failed in the Senate, although barely.
Now, there's actually no requirement for safety studies on these things, right?
That's right. No requirements for safety studies.
So they can just stick the genes in there and whatever happens, happens.
And they say, it's fine, don't worry. And the government says, okay, Monsanto said it's fine, put it out to market.
So what do you want people to ask themselves before they go into the voting booth, before they go in, pull the lever, yay or nay? What do you want Californians to know?
Who do you trust to make decisions about what you're eating and feeding your family? The world's largest pesticide and junk food companies, or the largest consumer health environmental faith groups in the state? And even beyond that, trusting ourselves, that we're the ones that should get to make these choices. And so that's why we need labels, so that we can have the information that we need to make good choices for the food that we're buying.
And where can our listeners go to get more information about what you guys are up to? Because this is not just a California issue. This is an issue that has impact on everybody, correct?
Absolutely. And so this is really everybody's fight. And please check out our website at yeson37.org, and you can get involved, donate, phone bank. We're really asking people to call voters that you know in California, call voters that you don't know in California, and have conversations. Because once people get the facts, it immediately becomes clear, even if they are confused, they're shifting back into the yes column. So the phone banking is really effective, and you can plug in on our website at yeson37.org.
And you're talking about a grassroots campaign against some of the biggest corporations on the planet, Monsanto, Dow, DuPont. Is it tilting against windmills? What do you think, Stacey?
Well, it can certainly feel daunting. I don't think so. I think people are waking up. Consciousness is rising. I think that the people's movement around this can't be stopped. And there's just so many inspiring stories. I mean, moms who have just, you know, dedicated all of their time to this issue. They're speaking out to the press. They're speaking out to all their friends, organizing their communities. And so that sort of thing is going to have lasting impact on, I believe, just an increasing consumer demand for safer, healthier food, for transparency, and also for the government to get involved in regulating these companies in a responsible way.
What about the idea of lawsuits? Like, this would be real expensive in terms of all the lawsuits that will be happening, and trial lawyers are going to – I read somebody saying that this is an employment contract for trial lawyers. How do you address that?
Yeah, they've really gone nuts with the trial lawyer thing, and the cabal of trial lawyers are behind it, which is just ridiculous, because lawyers can't make any money on this. There are no damages. What you'll get out of any court case is a judge telling you to label the food. Maybe you'll get back the price of the package of the food that you brought in, the $3.50 or whatever for Kellogg's cornflakes. I mean, it's also ironic that these companies are making a big deal about lawsuits when what's actually happening is Monsanto's suing farmers across the country.
Because
of the patent issues around GMOs. They own the patents. You can't plant seeds unless you pay them first. And so what's happening is that seeds are getting cross-contaminated and farmers plant them. And now here's Monsanto demanding money and dragging people into court.
That's crazy. Now, give our listeners a couple books that they can read when it comes to simple, easy to understand books when it comes to genetically engineered foods. Do you have any favorites?
Books. You know, I don't actually have any favorite books, but I can tell you there are many great organizations to check out. The Center for Food Safety is one of them, centerforfoodsafety.org. Also, Pesticide Action Network. They've done amazing work, and it's really important to look at the environmental impacts of pesticide use that's associated with genetically engineered foods. And when you look into that these foods are causing huge increases in pesticides, it's clear why the six largest pesticides pesticide companies are the biggest donors to the No on 37 campaign. And one interesting thing that I always like to point out is that three of those chemical companies are European companies that can't grow GMOs in their own countries.
Oh, how funny. Which companies?
So it's BASF and Bayer. They're in Germany, which, as of this year, no more GMO crops in Germany. And then Syngenta in Switzerland, which has banned GMO since 2005. So they can't grow them in their own countries, and they're spending millions in California to convince us we don't even have the right to know.
Do you know the history of BASF and Bayer?
World War II history
and
I have heard, yes, some nefarious dealings. And, of course, many of these companies have nefarious dealings. DDT, Agent Orange, they told us it was safe. It wasn't.
That's unbelievable. Well, thank you so much, Stacey. It's been a pleasure. I hope to have you on again. Stacey, by the way, for the listeners, Stacey has written a book about cosmetics and about the beauty industry. And as our listeners know, I've been formulating skincare products for many years, so I have a special interest in the cosmetics business, and I hope we get to have you on after this passes, after Prop 37 passes. We'll be hopeful about that. I hope we get to have you on talking about cosmetics. Is that right, Stacey?
Yes. Yes, I really look forward to it.
Thank you so much, Stacey Malkin. We've been talking to Stacey Malkin, Media Director for California Right to Know, the grassroots organization that's dedicated to making Prop 37, the potential GMO labeling bill, become a reality. Thank you so much. Appreciate it, Stacey, for coming on The Bright Side. And good luck tomorrow. We will all be watching to see what happens in California. And as Stacey said, it's not only a California issue. This is something that affects all of us. Who in their right mind could not think that it's a good idea to know what the heck is in your food? All right, that's all we have time for today. Thank you so much for listening to The Bright Side. I appreciate all you guys. Tomorrow we're going to talk about anxiety issues and mental health issues. So if you have any folks that you know, or if you're dealing with anxiety or depression or mental health issues, you're going to want to tune into The Bright Side tomorrow. Stay tuned for Alex Jones next on most of these stations. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll talk to you all later, folks. Bye for now.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.